We strive to make our festival experience a memorable one. I imagine that would be pretty interesting. And this holds true even for our 5K, said festival executive producer Howard Freeman. From our human fuse starting gun to running while 100 balloons are in the sky above you, this is a race unlike any other. Combining the elements of cross-country with a traditional road race, the flat, fast, low-impact USATF New Jersey certified course features a mix of surfaces including grass, pavement, gravel, and dirt roads. Runners race past the balloon launch field while on Sunday morning during the mass hot air balloon ascension and finishes in the heart of the festival at Solberg Airport. The U.S. Army is the participating partner, it was stated in the release. The top male finisher and the top female finisher will each win a free ride in a hot air balloon, and the top three overall male and female finishers receive non-cash prizes. Race time is at 8 a.m. Corporate entries are permitted. Freeman said Advil is a natural partner for all of the festival's health and wellness activities on Sunday, which includes the 5K and Nature's Path Sunrise Yoga and Jazzercise workouts. Propel Fitness Water, SNY, the official TV partner, and Bridgewater Nissan, the official pace car, are additional partners in driving this growing event on the area's racing calendar. The Advil Running with the Balloons 5K was named one of the top 10 5K races in the United States last year by the Active Times. The race was cited for its competitive field, the fast course, scenic setting, and charitable support, and providing a unique experience of racing during one of the festival's early morning mass hot air balloon ascensions. All runners' entries include a full-day pass into the festival, which includes festival admission, free parking, lawn seating to Sunday afternoon's John Kay and Steppenwolf and Foghat concerts, and a T-shirt, and access to both the morning and evening scheduled mass hot air balloon ascensions. In keeping with the festival's belief in doing well by doing good, a portion of the proceeds benefit the Center for Educational Advancement for People with Special Needs in Flemington and the Children's Miracle Network. The Festival of Ballooning takes place on July 29th and 31st at Solberg Airport and features twice-a-day mass ascensions of more than 100 sport and special-shaped hot air balloons from around the world, live concerts, and 39 hours of family entertainment and attractions. That's right. It's just a matter of time before that's on. We've got to get through July 4th first, and then we'll be off to planning for that. Well, it's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. My thank you to Al War for his contributions to the show. Vincent Onino says, never say I should have. They start checking out things to do with your kids, man, because it's going to be about a week or two before you're losing your mind because they're not entertained and they need to be stimulated during the summer season. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunchimbu Radio Com.
Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
All eyes on Wall Street after Friday's free fall on word of Britain's vote to leave the European Union. By the time the trading day was over, more than $2 trillion had been wiped off global markets. That's the biggest daily loss ever. Dow Jones Industrial Average falling a dizzying 611 points. Investors no doubt hoping for a better narrative today. 10 people injured after clashes between neo-Nazis and counter-demonstrators in California. Happened yesterday as protesters confronted a white nationalist group rallying around the state capitol in Sacramento.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Many voters in the United Kingdom want to apparently hold another Brexit vote. Some expressed their concern about the impact on the British economy and immigration policy, among other key issues.
There's so much uncertainty, it's impossible to say how it's actually going to affect us.
To my own life, a period of uncertainty in terms of employment. I'm not entirely sure how our industry will react to this.
A petition on the Parliament website calling for a do-over of the EU referendum that's already gathered more than 2 million signatures. The demand so high it crashed the website. Britain voting to leave the European Union on Thursday with 52% in favor. ISIS out with a new video praising the Orlando nightclub shooter and calling for more attacks. The video the terrorist group released over the weekend features shots of the Golden Gate Bridge, shots from a cable car, a local neighborhood, and a 52-story building that is the second tallest in the city. A Bosnian jihadist on the video encourages attacks on San Francisco and Las Vegas. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Donald Trump's campaign is teasing some major announcements in the near future. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has the details.
They say you can expect some major announcements from Donald Trump's campaign in the very near future. And that's according to Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, when he appeared on NBC's Meet the Press.
This week we'll be making some major announcements of people who are taking over in major positions in our national campaign, as well as in our state campaigns. We're organized in all 16 states that we're going to be targeting as battleground states.
Manafort says much of Trump's campaign progress is being made behind the scenes and not in front of the public. He assured the presumptive GOP presidential nominee's campaign is organized and confident heading into July's national GOP convention. He disputed calls that Trump's campaign is continuing to fall behind Democrat Hillary Clinton. I'm Anthony Lucero.
There are reports that Texas officials withheld key information from the Supreme Court as it prepares to rule on the state's abortion law. NBC News says a Texas government employee has accused the state of deliberately blocking release of a full, detailed official account of how the law is affecting women in Texas. The issue before the justices is whether a 2013 Texas law poses an unconstitutional undue burden on women. West Virginia is not breathing easy just yet, even as devastating floodwaters recede. The National Weather Service issuing a flash flood watch for most of southern West Virginia through this evening. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 8:05, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 71 degrees in Fleming and clear skies, 40% chance of precipitation today. It's Monday, it's June 27th, but hey, first full week of summer vacation. Partly sunny and a chance of thunderstorms with a slight chance of showers this afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. South winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 50%. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a chance of thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-60s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 50%. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. For tomorrow, humid with highs in the mid-80s. South winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s on Wednesday. Last day of June, sunny, highs in the mid-80s. First day of July, partly sunny, chance of showers with thunderstorms in the afternoon, mid-80s. And July 2nd, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Temperatures in our area. ...65 at the County Complex, 70 at East Amwell, 69 in Kingwood, 65 in Frenchtown, 67 Phillipsburg, 66 in Highbridge, 63 up in Washington. Good morning, Hunterdon. I'm Chamber Radio with it.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. Might not be a lot of school. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by the Chamber of Commerce, all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. This is the Music Box Dancer, written by and performed by Frank Mills. Frank is 74 years old now, and it's his birthday. This became a pretty hot pop tune at one time. One of those unique experiences when we as a society and a culture embrace something that's not your typical pop song, even though it's popular nonetheless. All right, welcome to Monday, and hopefully everybody enjoyed the weekend. We have some things to get started with. We got some traffic we got to cover. And we're going to talk about Brexit. Big drop in the markets last Friday, and we'll see if that's going to happen again. We'll get all that in and more. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and Huntchamber.com. It's time for traffic, though. HERTTMA.com sends me my alerts. You can get them, too. Just register with them. And they We'll send you alerts via email. We've had a roadway closure all morning long. Roadway closed, 287 southbound at exit 12, Bridgewater. Multi-lane accident blocking all lanes on 287 southbound in Bridgewater. Road is closed and detours are posted, so expect delays. And there's a minor accident, 78 eastbound at exit 7 in Bloomsbury. That came out at 712 this morning. That might be already resolved by now, but I want to let you know about that 287. I'll give you any updates if I get them. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chimber Radio Traffic. So what's on HuntChimber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have no Michelle Heidi today. She's starting the first day of camp. So a lot of you folks are looking for things for your kids to do and probably scheduled to camp to start. Al War will join me at 8:40. We'll talk with Al. He was talking about ice cream last week. Who knows what Al will come up with this week. We'll talk with him at 8:40 to 9 o'clock. Chef Bill Kinslow comes on at 11 o'clock. Bill Kinslow comes in from Executive Chef of Jake's. He also teaches classes over at Polytech, and he'll give you tips, tricks, and advice to in the kitchen for and great recipes. And hey, July 4th is coming, so I imagine he might have some advice for barbecues. You never know. Mental Health Matters with Larry Cartwright is on from 2 to 3, helping people understand and overcome and gain the support for brain injuries and brain illness from NAMI of Hunterdon. Hunterdon Medical Center on the Air is on from 3 to 4, either The Prez, Chris Phelan, or Larry Cartwright host that show. People, places, and programs going on at Hunter Medical Center. Lots of things making the news. Hot in Hunterdon with Georgine Trinkle is on from 4 to 5, talking about the topics that are making headlines. And finally, Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour is on from 5 to 6. Ruth Ann Brown comes on at the end of the day and introduces you some really interesting folks. That is the entire HuntChimber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntChimber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntChimber Radio.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company. And I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. Well, it's Corey Hart giving his celebration observances for the week and the day from BrandyLux.com. You might recognize the song. Only three for the end of the month here. Fish are friends, not food week. Started on Sunday. National Mosquito Control Awareness Week. We now recognize that mosquitoes are once again carriers of these unfortunate diseases, and we got to work on combating them. And finally, National Prevention of Eye Injuries Awareness starts today. For today, it's Decide to Be Married Day. I don't know if you need to, if you happen to be on that, in that vein, go for it, but I wouldn't jump into anything anytime soon. It's Happy Birthday to You Day. I'm wondering if that means that today was the day that song was created. Industrial Workers of the World Day. It's National HIV Testing Day. It's PTSD Awareness Day. Please Take My Children Back to Work Day. And National Sunglasses Day. So the first full week of summer, we're already pining about what we're going to do with the kids for the rest of the summer. BrandyLux.com celebration observances for the week and a day. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from Engie.com. Danielle Miller reports on the 22nd that Hunterdon County crowns a new dairy princess. Amanda Weingren of Ringo's has been crowned the new Hunterdon County dairy princess and will act as a public face for Hunterdon County's dairy industry. Hunterdon is one of the very few counties in New Jersey that still crown a princess every year. In general, there are 5 to 7 counties that participate in any given year. Hunterdon County's Dairy Princess Pageant has been one of the longest-running pageants dating back to 1965. Sarah Phillips, chairwoman of the Hunterdon County Dairy Princess Committee and a past princess herself, said the Dairy Princess is more important today than ever before. One of the things we stress to the girls is that it's really important today because so many people don't know where their food comes from, Phillips says. The Dairy Princess participates in numerous activities that help promote local businesses to help bridge the gap between farmers and consumers by providing knowledge about dairy products. In order to become the Dairy Princess, girls must go through interviews with judges, a test of dairy products, give a formal speech, and perform an educational school program skit. We look for somebody who is confident, poised, and has experience and knowledge of the industry with great public speaking skills, Phillips says. Phillips says Weingren fit the description well, as she is a fourth-generation farmer. Weingren is 19 years old and is a sophomore at Delaware Valley University, where she is studying dairy science. She hopes to one day own a farm of her own. She also has participated in many different dairy competitions, making it to a national competition in most of them. Weingren's goals for being Dairy Princess are to be a voice for farmers and help get rid of negative thoughts toward local dairy. I get to see how so many dairy farmers put a lot of hard work and dedication into what they do, Weingren said. But if someone doesn't have a voice for them, then nobody will know what facts are and aren't true. In addition to the local county Dairy Princess, the state will hold another pageant where the county princesses will compete to become the state Dairy Princess. Weingren is excited to move on to the state pageant and have the opportunity to network with the other girls and share ideas. So a little history. It's obviously not a beauty pageant. These kids, these ladies are promoting an industry. And it sounds like Ms. Weingren is definitely immersed in that industry. And so it sounds like she's a great choice. So there you have it. We still have a Dairy Princess. We just crowned one, and maybe she'll win the state title. Vitamin C for today. Well, it's Happy Birthday to You Day, so let's see who's got happy birthdays for today from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy birthday.
Oh,
these are our celebrity birthdays from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac. For June 27, 2016. From Weeds, Catherine Chan is 17. The Walking Dead's Chandler Riggs is 17. Everybody Loves Raymond's Madeline Sweet, 25. Harry Potter movies, Matthew Lewis is 27. The Walking Dead, Alana Masterson is 28. Run, Fat Boy Run, India De Beaufort is 29. Gossip Girl, Ed Westwick is 29. Model and TV personality, Melissa Russo is 30. Superhero movies, and Jerry Maguire, Drake Bell is 30. Pirates of the Caribbean, Sam Claflin is 30. 18 to Life, John Lives Again, Aaron Agostino is 31. Power Rangers, Emma Lahana is 32. TV personality, Khloe Kardashian is 32 today. Homeland and His Hidden Face, Martina Garcia, 35. Almost Famous, Liz Stauber is 37. Alien Raiders, Courtney Ford's 38. 40th birthday of Wagner Moura from Elite Squad. Spider-Man movies, Tobey Maguire is 41 today. Leverage, Christian Kane is 42. Actress of USA High, Elena Lyons is 43. Anthony Howell turns 45 today from Women in Gold. Actor in One Life to Live, Yancy Arias is 45. Producer, writer, director, Lost, Star Wars, J.J. Abrams is 50. The Last Dragon, Timac is 52. The Shield, Jay Carnes is 53. From Hero, Tony Chu Y. Leung is 54. Beautiful Thing, Mira Sial is 55. Country music singer, What Part of No, Lori Morgan is 57. Guiding Lights, Robert Newman is 58. Isabella Adjani is 61 from Queen Margot. New Heart, Julia Duffy is 65 from Crowell. Ken Marshall is 66. Animal House, James Doughton is 66. Vera Wang is 67, fashion designer. Music Box dancer, Frank Mills is 74. Beach Boys and Ripcord singer, Bruce Johnson is 74. Guiding Light actress, Dan Sandra Smith is 76. Santa Barbara, Alfie, Shirley Ann Field is 78. And Electric Data Systems founder, H. Ross Perot. Candidate back in the 80s, he is 86 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntandchamber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
ISIS has a new video praising the Orlando nightclub shooter and calling for more attacks. The video the terrorist group released over the weekend featuring shots of the Golden Gate Bridge, shots from a cable car, a local neighborhood, and a 52-story building that's the second tallest in the city. A Bosnian jihadist on the video encouraging attacks on San Francisco and Las Vegas. Hundreds of firefighters battle a wildfire in Central California that's killed at least two people. Cal Fire Battalion Chief Mike Mueller saying the Erskine Fire near the community of Lake Isabella is growing.
Right now we stand at over 35,000 acres, and unfortunately in that valley right below me, 150 homes were destroyed, 75 were damaged.
Officials in California say 10 people recovering from injuries after clashes between neo-Nazis and counter-demonstrators. The brawl happening yesterday as protesters confront a white nationalist group rallying around the state capitol in Sacramento. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame cooled anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
The markets reopened today after the uncertainty after Britain's vote last week to leave the European Union. By the time the trading was over on Friday, more than $2 trillion had been wiped off global markets. That's the biggest daily loss ever, according to the S&P's Dow Jones indices. Officials in Colorado say at least five people killed when an Amtrak train hits a vehicle. Here's USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Several children are believed to be among those killed in the crash near Trinidad. Colorado State Patrol says another child was airlifted to a hospital with serious injuries. None of the crew or the 286 passengers on board the train traveling from Chicago to L.A. were injured. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Well, Anthony, attacking a first responder in Kentucky could soon be considered a hate crime. State Representative Kevin Bratcher filing a bill last week saying they're there to protect us and we need to be there with them. A similar bill was recently signed into law in Louisiana. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. You can get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at ussportspages.com.
A flash flood watch is in effect for most of southern West Virginia through the evening. It comes as the state's reeling from the deaths of 25 people lost over the past few days as record flooding takes over. Dozens of homes have been destroyed. From flooding to heat, doctors want to make sure you know the warning signs of heat-related illness. Dr. Donald Buckland says that heat cramps are generally the first thing someone's going to notice.
That's commonly in a calf, thigh, sometimes your abdomen. It's an intense muscle cramp. It's due to a salt imbalance in your muscles.
He says the next thing that could happen is heat exhaustion, where you become weak and nauseated. Dr. Buckland recommending going inside and drinking plenty of fluids to help reduce the chances of heat-related illness. Well, the Phoenix Fire Department now uses drones for search and rescue operations. Firefighter Adam Skiver says that drones allow them to cover large areas and rule out places that they've searched.
Hopefully we find them, but even if we don't find them, we can say, hey, this area was covered.
He says that search crews can't be outside for too long because of the heat, but having that remote-controlled drone with an iPad lets them see what the drone is recording.
We see it real-time, but after the fact, we pull that out, and then we take it back and sit down at a computer screen and really review the video.
And finally, Kentucky's Noah's Ark Park opens next week. When the park, officially known as Ark Encounter, opens on July 7th, visitors will be able to see the giant ark as well as an animatronic Noah and lifelike models of animals paired off two by two. This is USA Radio News at usaradio.com.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. That's the investment update music. Michelle is not with me today. She is taking her kids to camp today. So we'll do this on our own. And, well, ouch, Michelle, you left me in a pretty interesting position here. Well, let's start off with what the markets have done. Yes, on Friday, told you it was the witching hour. We had all the options expiration. And with the Brexit finishing up, the Dow was down 3.39%, 610 points. NASDAQ down 4.12, 202 points. And the S&P down 3.59%, 75 points. Oh, the big losers, I don't know, a lot of them. Oil is at $47.12, down 1%. The yen is down slightly, about 60 cents. Euro is down $1.14, down to $1.10, or what's going to be 1.14%, I think. And the gold is up 96%, or 0.96%. Big winners, obviously the Newmont Mining, 5%. Home Foods is up 2.17%. Consolidated Edison, that's a defensive play, getting into the dividend utility stocks, 2%. Realty Income Corp up 1.9%, and CMS Energy up 1.77%. Losers, Invesco down 13%. Lincoln National Corp down 13%. Delphi Automotive down 12%. Charles Schwab down 11%. And E-Trade down 11%. Oh, not too long ago, all the sectors were in the green for the last 3 months. Well, we just lost a lot of them. Technology is flat. Electronic technology is down 1.1. Consumer durables down 1.2. And transportation down 6. A lot of people not going anywhere. Energy and minerals were still up 11. Commercial services up 5. Health services up 4. Communications up 4.5, utilities up 4.3, and retail trade up 1.9. Moving on to, we normally do like the five things or four things, but there's a story here by CNN talking about the Brexit's broken promises, healthcare, immigration, and the economy. What we need to take notice here, ladies and gentlemen, is this. There is always a reason why people are standing up on stage and talking to you. They always have a agenda, whether it's obvious or not. If we continue to be blasé, laissez-faire in these things, and let people decide what's going on, this is what happens. Now, a vote happens. It was close, but a vote took place, and now all of a sudden everybody in Britain is freaking out because they don't like the outcome. Well, should have done something about it 2 days ago or 3 weeks ago. Not now. It's too late now. It's hard to piece this all back together again. So here's an article by CNN Money talking about some of the campaign promises. And what I want you to do is listen to this. Mark Thompson, by the way, wrote this, and Katie Hunt on the 27th. I want you to listen to this because this is the exact same nonsense that goes on in the United States. We listen to these campaign trail speeches, and we really don't know what we're getting until after we get it. And so it's time to start holding politicians and those in charge accountable for what they promise and make sure that they meet up with it. If not, you need to send them packing. Otherwise, we'll continue to be lied to so that they can get their agenda accomplished. So here was campaign promise number one. We'll give EU cash to the National Health Service. The official vote, Leave campaign claimed that membership to the EU cost for the UK 350 million euros a week, enough to build a brand new, fully staffed hospital every week. Slogan was painted on the side of the campaign's bright red bus. Pro-Brexit politicians continued to make that claim despite being repeatedly admonished by the independent statistics watchdog. So it can't be guaranteed, and I would never have made that claim, and that was one of the mistakes that I think the Leave the campaign made, said British TV after the vote. Wow. So that was Nigel Farage, leader of the UK Independent Party, and who campaigned for the Brexit. Campaign promise number two, we'll take control of the UK's borders. During the campaign, Brexiteers attacked the UK government for missing its target to cut net immigration to tens of thousands. It was 333,000 last year, saying that only by leaving the EU could Britain control immigration. Many voters say that backed Brexit because they expected immigration to fall. Leave campaigner and lawmaker Nigel Evans told BBC Radio that they had been, quote, some misunderstanding, unquote, over the Leave campaign's position on reducing immigration. Here we go again. Number three, the economy will be fine. The UK government and just about every independent forecaster, including the International Monetary Fund, said that a vote for Brexit would trigger financial and economic turmoil. Those warnings were dubbed Project Fear by Brexiteers, who said the UK would thrive outside the EU. Consider this. Since the results of the vote became known early Friday, the pound has crashed 12% against the US dollar to its lowest level in decades. UK bank stocks have collapsed, and growth forecasts for the British economy have been slashed. Companies are putting investments on hold and warning of lower profits. Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, said Monday the economy and government finances will suffer, but an emergency budget won't happen until a new prime minister is chosen in October. In October, we got to make it through 6 months. Business says it can't wait that long. Banks are already thinking about moving staff out of London. What we need is a plan, said CBI Director General Carolyn Fairbairn. The government must act with urgency to minimize the uncertainties that affect investment decisions and slow job creation. Analysts say the contrast between promises and results will cause huge headaches for the new prime minister. So, again, folks, the only people who get to speak are the ones that make the agendas. And they make the agendas, and they have a hidden agenda. And if we're not going to do the education, the research to find out the results, this is what we get. And this is what we're going to get here if we don't pay attention to this stuff. So where are we in the futures right now? Well, Dow is still going down 127 points as of right now. 36 for the NASDAQ, 14 for the S&P. So we're continuing to drop. And don't know where we're going to hit at this point. See if I can get over to a chart, because I usually try and give some perspective with the chart. Let's see what that has to say. It's just amazing that we continue to go through these gyrations with people, and yet we still run into these problems. Chart. So let's see what, looking at the 1 year chart. Well, it's not too bad as of yet. One of our resistance points or floors will be somewhere around 2005 for the S&P happened December 18th. So you might say to yourself, wow, that's a lot. But, we don't have much more to go. With 14 more points, we're going to be down to about half that between now and then. So we could easily bounce off of that at some point. There's some other floor at 2000. At 1,995. So there's a lot to say that we will be down there in the very near future. And then it's a question of if we survive that and bounce up, we'll be okay. If we don't, we're going down to start exploring the lows of, not too long ago. Remember January? That crazy stuff? Well, here we go. We could be there in the very near future. And that's a good 100 and change points. From almost 200 points from where we are right now. That's significant. That is bear market territory right there. So be prepared. Watch. Wait for everything to get straightened out before you jump into the markets for any buys. And start doing some research on Hillary and Donald and see what you think, including your congressmen, your senators. Let's start holding people accountable. What do you say? We're going to take a break. Get it, Mr. Al War on the line. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
It's Monday, and guess who we talk with? We talk with Mr. Al War, Business with Al, giving us insight into Hunterdon County businesses, and take my mind off of Brexit. Would you do that, Al, for me?
I've spent the whole morning listening to the financial and business news.
Yeah, well, they're loving this. This is like the Weather Channel when the hurricane comes in.
It gives them all something to talk about.
Yes.
Bring in more people who will give us the word on what they think the future is bringing, and probably none of them will be correct.
No, I was just before you came on, I was going through an article on CNN Money about all the promises that the politicians made for the positive result of exiting the EU, and as soon as the vote hit, they started reneging on all of them. So
it's funny how they make the news these days on polls and guessing what the future is going to bring, and as we've seen in this country, they've been wrong.
Yeah.
Frequently.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get it right, or they get a trend. Maybe.
Yeah.
But they really missed the one in Britain.
Yeah, well, it was close, and then unfortunately it changed pretty quickly on Friday, what's really disturbing is that they said Britain economy would be fine, and I don't know how everybody missed the rest of the people telling them no, it won't. And now it's affecting the entire world. So we lost $2 trillion in one day.
Again, sort of an outlandish type of thing, which when the market goes down, you lose money, but no one person loses it. So it's a matter for the economy in general. The U.S. economy seems pretty resilient to me.
Yep. Well, we were.
It's time to buy.
Not yet. Not yet. Hang on. Let it settle down.
A few more days.
Let it settle down a little bit.
Yeah.
So where are we going to talk about today?
I devoted the whole column this week to Dewing Clinton, which is a Joan Chamming invention.
Yes.
Joan started 5 years ago doing Dewing Clinton weekends on for the spring and again in the fall, and she decided this year to combine the two and do something in the middle of summer here, which would attract attention and bring people into Clinton, into the town. And so she began. We talked back in April, which it takes a lot of planning and walking up and down the streets of Clinton to get it to work, and she always did that.
Yep.
She passed away 2 weeks ago before this event.
I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah,
my.
She and Ron Williams run Balik Wines and Gifts there on Main Street in Clinton, and she had been very active pretty much on her own to put these events together.
Mm-hmm.
And she had started this event, as I said, she and I talked back in April about what she was planning, and then we talked again in May and early June here, but she had signed up or expected some 36 businesses to be participating, and I suspect there will be even more. She passed away before it happened, but her invention, and it's going to occur on July the 9th and 10th. That's a Saturday and Sunday from noon to 4 both days.
Wow. Okay. So it's a...
Yeah, it's quite an event, and it had become over the years at an event with the merchants and the business owners and the shops and the stores and the restaurants and so forth, everybody participating. So I talked to several people who are going to participate this year, as they have in previous years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
Donald Trump says he'll make America great again.
That was Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren campaigning for Hillary Clinton. She wasted no time in bashing Donald Trump. Clinton has been slamming him all weekend following his comments on Britain's decision to leave the European Union. Trump praised the Brexit vote last week, saying voters in the UK were taking their country back. Trump's campaign manager Paul Manafort appeared on NBC's Meet the Press to talk about how the GOP nominee is preparing for the general election.
But we are fully now integrated with the Republican National Committee.
Trump switched campaign managers last week. Investors and policymakers are watching Wall Street today as the markets stumble into a new week. This follows Friday's biggest one-day loss ever after Britain's voted to leave the EU. In the last hour, the Dow was down more than 300 points, the Nasdaq was down 118, and the S&P lost 40. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down a Texas law requiring abortion clinics to abide by the same standards as surgical clinics and mandates that doctors have admitting privileges to hospitals. The issue before the justices was whether a 2013 Texas law posed an unconstitutional undue burden on women. The final vote was 5-3. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer says his city is slowly recovering from the worst mass shooting in U.S. history.
We are coping and we're supporting each other. We're not defined by the act of a deranged killer. We're defined by our response, which has been with love and compassion and unity for everybody. And
Dyer has been in Indianapolis for the annual meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors and says it's been uplifting to see the response from other cities. Floodwaters in West Virginia are expected to recede, but new flash flooding could be an issue as crews continue to search for missing people. At least 25 people were killed over the weekend, and dozens of homes have been destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you.